بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، الحمد لله. In this period, which is very important, and every period is important, here we will be learning about the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and briefly we'll be learning about the zikr that we make, the ash'ar, the poems that are read in between. Just a brief translation of that, so we can think about it and concentrate more. And then the real subject that we have to discuss here is with regard to our salah. And this is from the kitab Anwar al-Salah, which inshallah we'll start just now. First, with regard to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is extremely important and our only way to get our road to Jannah and to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions clearly, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِئُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah ta'ala instructs our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that say to the ummah, tell every servant of mine, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you want the love of Allah, or if you think you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then check yourself, فَاتَّبِئُونِي, follow my way of life, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we are not following the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our intentions also can be correct, that we want Allah's love, but without the correct method, we cannot achieve our intention. So solely intention, ikhlas alone is not sufficient, but the proper amal also is sufficient. So that is why it's extremely important. We can't act and then also to have the knowledge of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then more important to get the love of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only we can able to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for that we have to learn the sunnah with the intention, and that's also very important. Many of us might have heard this before also in this subject, but don't think I heard it before, so what am I going to learn? It's not the object of just hearing, it's the object of bringing our ma'lumat into ma'mulat. What we learned, is it coming into my life or not? That is the real object and purpose. And the more we revise it, we will check for ourselves, how many years myself, we're listening to this kitab, we're reading it, but how much is in my life? Allah Ta'ala save me and guide us that we make a firm intention, we must listen attentively, I must retain it, that is, keep it in my heart properly, in my mind, and most important, I must try and make amal, I must try and practice upon this, and then pass it on to others also. So with regard to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the most important way of life, and as Allah Ta'ala commanded, if you really want this to come in your life, even you make the correct intention, etc., but what will be the driving force? Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-salihin. Allah says, O people of Iman, if you want to become my very close friends, be with the true righteous pious servants. And Allah has brought us here in the Khanqah of our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib Daun Barakatum. And Hazrat has got such nisbat with all the pious elders and leading right till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when we sit in their company also, with that intention, Ya Allah, that nur of Iman, of taqwa, of the consciousness that is in that heart of my Shaykh, let it come into my heart. Then we'll see, we'll get the eagerness to start practicing on sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is extremely important that we sit with the correct etiquette and with the correct intention in every subject of ours. Every majlis, sit correctly and come early, try and sit as close as possible, pay attention. Then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and Allah Ta'ala will open the doors for us. That Allah will give us tawfiq to practice and become the close friends of Allah. So the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our way of life. From morning till night, from birth till death, from childhood till marriage and becoming a father, grandfather, until you go to the qabr. All this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us. And if we make our life according to sunnah, then 24 hours will be in ibadat of Allah. And that's our object and purpose, to be in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So now we can understand it's not difficult. Just learn the sunnah and practice on it consciously. That this was the sunnah of many things we are doing. But we just doing it as a ritual. But if you realize, this was the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a splendid personality. Like we see our sheikh, our ustad doing something, we like to imitate him. And that's good. But imagine imitating Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great honor that is. Then the enjoyment of that action will be there. The reward of sunnah we can't imagine. Just to bring one sunnah, 100 shaheed sawab, while sitting in the comfort of our homes, etc. So Allah give us tawfiq. When we get up in the morning, immediately one sunnah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and we'll see every sunnah has got only benefit for our health, our body, etc., our dunya, and more important, our deen. So one sunnah that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, when we get up in the morning, immediately upon awakening, rub the face and the eyes with both palms in order to remove the effects of sleep. You get up, you are still a bit drowsy, so with the soft part of your hand, then rub your eyes little. And as you're rubbing it, ulama have explained, it comes in kitabs also, if we know the ayat, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, try and read that ayat while you're rubbing your eyes. And see how beautiful this act of sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, that your eyes, you're still groggy, you're just jumping up from the bed. You might kick the side of the bed, hurt your toe or something. You might fall down. So when you rub your eyes, already your eyes are, now you can able to see properly, you can walk properly. So how beautiful our sunnah of the way of life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. As our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi's beautiful poem, Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke hai jannat ke raaste. Following in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll reach our road to Jannah. And the sign of it is, you'll have a peaceful life in this world already. And Allah se milate sunnat ki raaste. Greater than Jannah is the connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that only way you can get through the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the second aspect we learn very briefly with regard to the our zikr. And Hazrat will explain also more in detail. But we the poems that are read in the zikr of Allah subhanahu, when we make the zikr, these are not just for entertainment and just poems that are read. These are actually du'as, that we are making du'a to Allah Ta'ala. Why we are making zikr? And then this is to increase our concentration. So that also zikr is not, as Hazrat explained, it's not a sleeping period. It's not that, no, I don't understand those poems so that I can take a nap. Or I can sleep away. No, zikr is to keep us awake, to build our connection with Allah, to give us current, etc. in our life. So that is why we should try and sit correctly, four-legged, facing the Qibla, paying attention, and realize Allah says, "Fazkuruni yazkurkum." You are making my zikr, actually I'm thinking of you, that's why I'm allowing you to make my zikr. So Allah Ta'ala is thinking of us. And the hadith that is read also, "Ana jalisu man zakarani." I am the companion of the person who is making zikr. Now just think, everybody is in a gathering, but it's only me and my Allah. Allah is my companion. Now you're talking to Allah. Allah is talking to you. So when you want this connection, now you say, after you read, La ilaha illallah, before you even start, you make dua, Dil mera ho jai ek medani hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. That, oh Allah, this heart of mine, it is filled with every other thought. Now make it an open field. Empty my heart for me. And why should my heart become empty? Because I only want tuhi tuho, tuhi tuho, tu, only you come in my heart. And if Allah is in the heart, you got the King of the Kings in your heart. What more you want? So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding that we pay attention in every subject. And then inshallah we'll see the great benefits. And one is just to be in the company of the mashayikh of our sheikh. That alone is a great benefit and a great command of Allah Ta'ala and a great mercy that Allah has brought us here. We haven't come on our own. Allah brought us here, so let us spend our time properly. Further with regard to this kitab, Anwarus Salah, and that is to correct our salah. Allah Ta'ala mentions, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قَدْ أَفْلَهَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِئُونَ. That the believers are already successful if they learn to perform their salah correctly, with خَاشِئُونَ, which will come in the subject inshallah. First of all, we have to understand and realize that many of us maybe have heard this kitab, either present, either online, whatever the case may be. So don't think I heard this kitab, now what else I'm going to listen? No, it's not a matter of just hearing, it's a matter of bringing it into our lives. Like we have everyday breakfast, every day you eat eggs. You don't say, I eat eggs every day, now I want some other thing for breakfast. Every day we do our daily chores. You don't say, no, I heard of this, now why must I do this? Every day we have to read Fajr Namaz. Now you don't say, I read every day Fajr, now I want something different. No, we have to do the same thing over and over. Then the object and purpose is that it should come into our lives. And that is we have to see. Otherwise, generally, myself, I'm talking of, we all should think our own condition. We heard the kitab, we heard set in the programs also. We're reading Salah for how long? Yet we see the concern of our Shaykh and all the Mashayikh. In the month of Ramadan particularly, the main exercise was how to correct our Salah. As we will learn why it is so important to correct our Salah, Salah comes right, our whole life will come right. So that is why we find that it is extremely important. Our Shaykh is teaching us, and now with even greater concern and worry for the Ummah, that how many years myself we learning about Salah, forget the inside of our outside is still rotten. The body of our car is still not right, and then we forget what can be the condition of the engine. So we're learning it all the time. It's not just to learn, and it's not just to know, but it is ma'mulat, ma'lumat, what you know. Ma'mulat banade. Now bring it, make it part of your life. Then see what will be the benefit of Salah. So that is why we should sit attentively also, listen attentively, and most important is with the intention that I must now start correcting my Salah. Otherwise our Shaykh explained that as we go in life, when you start learning to drive, for example, then you pay attention, you're learning the laws in the book also, and while you're driving also, you're attentive on the road, you're looking, oh, this is even the stop sign, oh, this is a stop sign, and this is a yield sign, you'll know all that. But as now you used to getting to drive, now the signs also, you won't even look at it, so either will fall in one of two conditions. That as you're driving more regularly, you'll become more careful, you'll drive more carefully, or you'll become more careless. And especially in this time and age we are living with social media, we become so careless that while driving, not just reading a message, we're typing messages also. And we are looking at the phone and where is the car moving. So exactly like the same like that, my namaz. As I'm reading namaz, now I think I know how to read namaz. But I'm still thinking that namaz which I saw my mother reading when I was small, I'm still reading that type of namaz. As our Shaykh teaches us, we still don't stand properly in namaz, etc. So very, very important that we pay attention. This is a very, very important cause. And we see when Hazrat started the Khanqah, how many years ago? Over 30 years ago, then Hazrat found this kitab in his library. And it's a simple kitab, a simple in the sense, a short kitab. But very, very great as far as the knowledge is concerned, and more than the knowledge, the essence, the reality that is in this kitab, that from the mashayikh, how they taught their murid, then a person will realize, what is Salah all about? I thought I'm reading Salah, but I haven't understood what Salah is all about. So this is actually a bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Shah Ahmad was a very, very great buzurg of his time, and he was a great man, warrior of Islam. In the time of the British, he fought and he even became Shaheed. So he gave these bayans to his murid. And then, after a while, then the kitab was printed, and then the copies became also of his bayan. It wasn't even found, that it became very scarce. People didn't even find it. Then one of the murids of Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mona Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was also a great Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. When he found this kitab, and then he was surprised himself, he said, what a bayan this is. And then the other friends of his told him, no, this bayan has to be printed, and has to be now bring back into back amongst the people, that we realize what is Salah all about. So this is actually what is taught in this kitab. So the muqaddama, the introduction and the preface of this kitab, Hazrat writes here, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. سلوک و تصوف اور ذکر و شغل کے طریق کو اختیار کرنے کا مقصد اللہ تعالیٰ کی رضا کے لیے نسبت باطنی کا حصول. First of all, what Hazrat is teaching us, that before you even come to Salah, you have to realize that Allah sent us on this world to tread a certain path. And that path is called Suluk, to walk the path towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave us life to find Allah. So that path that we walk to find Allah Ta'ala, that is called Suluk. And the person who is walking, he is called a Salik. So this path of Suluk and what is called Tasawwuf. Tasawwuf actually from the word of those people who started walking on this path and not walking alone. They followed the people who already reached the path. Like it started from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was connected to Allah ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi wa sallam used to come regular to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who sat in his company, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And that is, comes from sohbat, from company. Not just from reading the kitab, not just from listening to the kitab, but when you sit in the company of those people who are on the path towards Allah Ta'ala, then you will see, now you will be also eager to follow this path. And these people the path that is called Tasawwuf in today's time, it's nothing new. It was from the time of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jibreel Alayhi Salaam came to teach the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came which is called Hadith-e Jibreel. He sat in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like a very humble student, was like in a tayyat position, right close to next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and very splendid white clothes, black hair, people so didn't know who, he didn't know sign of travel also. And we don't know who's this person. But he sat in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked few questions. Mal Islam, what is Islam, what is Iman? And one question which is related, today we say Tasawwuf. But actually it's from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked, what is Ihsan? What is this condition of Ihsan? That is this connection with Allah Ta'ala. So from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was called Ihsan. Today, like you see in the world also, sometimes there's a long road and it carries on. But as you're driving after 500 meters, you see that your name changed. But it's the same road. You're on the same road. So exactly the same. As time passed, the name changed to make it easier for people to understand. So Tasawwuf in these times, after that became Tasawwuf from the word Suf. Suf means woolen clothing. Like very simple type of clothing. That those people who are treading the path of Allah, now their direction is Akhirat. Their direction is not this world, so they're not worried about fancy clothing and up-to-date clothing, etc. And more than worried of up-to-date clothes and everything, our Dada Sheikh, and this is when you sit in the company of those that are treading that path. They will open our mind that people think, if I got smart clothes, I'm up-to-date. Whether it's a person that's in the cropped world, or whether we that we think we are in deen, but my turban must be up-to-date. My kurta must be up to date, no crease, etc. Hazrat says, don't worry to be up to date, why worry of your expiry date? So these are the Sufis, that they were worried of their expiry date, so their clothing was not important. So in today's time, it is called Tasawwuf. And Tasawwuf is actually what? When you worried about Akhirat, then how to far get to Akhirat, or Zikr, or Shagal ke Tariq, this road of learning how to make the Zikr of Allah. How to take the name of Allah. And then to learn this, you need to make shaghal. That means you make an effort as far as spiritual exercises is concerned. Like when you come in the company of the mashayikh, you sit in their company, then they will teach us about the marifat, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person comes to realize, oh, that is why Allah gave us life. Not just to pass our life and go into school and madrasa and then just carry on business, etc. Or even I become an alim, but now that's my profession. Now that's my earning a living. No, this is the path Allah gave us life to be engrossed with Allah Ta'ala. So to tread on the to-do, when you adopt this path of walking towards Allah Ta'ala, what is the actual object and purpose also? It's not that we just come into the khanka, spending 40 days, and regularly we come to the majlis, etc. This is a lifelong effort. Till mort, we'll only know whether we reach Allah when we go to the qabr. So all the time we'll have to be in this effort. And what is the actual object of this effort? It's not any ulterior motive, Allah save me, all of us, that we come, that no, I come regularly, now my Shaykh will give me khilafat. People will come to know I'm a great buzruk also, I'll also get gifts and etc. We see the Shaykh getting some presents, we see I must also get all. No, it's only for desire ilahi. The object and purpose is only for the happiness, the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be happy with me. And that is the greatest thing. What is wanu min Allahi akbar? The greatest thing is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that? That to get the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, it's called nisbati batini ka husool. To get this internal connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. This internal connection with Allah ta'ala is a close, special connection which is not just by learning kitab. As, like for example, our Shaykh gives a beautiful example that a person, we come here, we learn this kitab also, we learn all the bayan, and now to give a big bayan on namaz is very easy. But when it's time to perform namaz, either I'm not performing or I'm not even concentrating in my namaz. I don't even perform my namaz properly. Or even if I'm the imam on the musalla, I'm reading very well. After that, look at my two sunnat. It's just up and down and I'm out of the masjid. So this connection with Allah Ta'ala is such that a person not only gives a beautiful bayan, Hazrat gives a beautiful example, he says, a person was working for a boss, and while he was working, all of a sudden, a letter came for him. And in front of the boss, he opened the letter, he started reading that letter, and then he was feeling sad, and tears were flowing from his eyes. So the boss made out that some sad news came. He asked him what happened. So he told the boss, here it's mentioned that we lost our son. So the boss, like we see, if somebody passed away, we'll make give them lot of courage, make sabr, never mind, and we give them lot of encouragement to make a lot of sabr in that. So the boss gave him a nice long lecture about 10-15 minutes, make sabr, etc., cooling him off. Then after that he told the boss, it's not my son that passed away, it's your son. Now the boss forgot about all that sabr. He started crying and he started. So to give a lecture on sabr, it's very easy. But to practice it myself, and this kitab actually is for me. It's not for everybody else. I'm just reading it loud so we all can listen. So we all should think, this is for me. It's not, don't think it's for somebody else. It's for me. Is my life coming? Am I getting this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Otherwise, I'll able to give lot of bayan, etc. But the reality and the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this only comes with the sohbat and the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why it is extremely important that one is, we beg Allah ta'ala to grant us this nisbat, this connection. But actually, you have to walk up the ladder, as we will learn here. And what is this nisbati batini, this internal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we learn, like a person, first of all, our body is created in the womb of our mother. 4 months and 10 days, only your body is made. And your ruh is still not in you. So your body is only made, you still got no life. When your ruh is put, then you get this connection with Allah Ta'ala. So this connection and this life comes into you. So what is this? The nisbati batini, how to attain this? Jiska matlab, Allah Ta'ala se khususi, hubbi ta'alluq ka hona. Allahu Akbar. To have a very special relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very loving relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is that has to come when a person do this cause of tasawwuf, and that is getting connected through the friends of Allah ta'ala as Allah has commanded. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the true and righteous, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll understand that what special ta'alluq they have with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and what connection from the heart, like a person is traveling. And you went Umrah, etc. All your children are at home, grandchildren. You there, but in your thoughts, they are there all the time. You're making tawaf also, you're thinking of them. And if a phone call comes, how happy you get. And you're talking to them, and you get so anxious. So exactly the same. When we got this connection with Allah, all the time we'll be thinking of Allah. We'll be worried that is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not. So this special connection, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, that sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Don't just perform namaz how you want to, but how you see me performing namaz. So not just learn it from the kitab, but how and what does it mean in today's time? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not here. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when I leave the world, then ma ana alayhi wa sahabi. Those who follow my path and the path of my sahaba. And those who sat in the company of the sahaba. And in the company of the sahaba, those who sat in the company of the sahaba, they are the tabi'in and the tabi tabi'in. So when you sit in the company of a person who's got connection with Allah, then this connection will come in your heart. Then you see Allahu Akbar. Like you see a person, a businessman, he is a person that his business is very successful, and you see he's driving latest model car, etc. And you think, I also want to be with them. But think how he started. He used to carry boxes himself. He used to count the screws, etc. himself. He has to go and deliver himself. So he had to do all that work. And where he learned first from his father, from his grandfather, then he learned how to do business. On your own, you won't able to do that. So exactly the same. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah ta'ala says, Rijal. Now these are men. These became men. Before that, they didn't even know what was respect for their wives, for their mothers, etc. Forget ta'alluq with Allah ta'ala. When they came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that sohbat and the connection of iman came in that heart. Now when that connection came, you find, رِجَالُ اللَّهُ تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَ وَلَا بَيْعُنَا ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That they did business also. But such business, that if somebody gave them something extra without charging, immediately they'll phone that person. If the person undercharged them, they'll phone that person. Whatever they did, how to treat their wives, etc., all this comes when you get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person will realize, jisse har hal Allah ta'ala ki yaad aur iska hazir wa nazir hone ki wijdan ki wajah se apni har harkat aur sukoon uski rizaa ka lihaz rakhna, yani puri zindagi ka har lamha shariat ke mutabik ho jana. And what is this connection and this loving connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. That every moment of your life, every movement of your life, now you'll be conscious that Allah is watching me. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching you? Allah is with me all the time. And like when a person knows Allah is watching me, a simple example to understand, a person who knows his boss is there, then he's working very good, in a very good way, and trying to show the boss that I'm working very good. But if you know the boss is gone on holiday 2 weeks, now automatically you'll see, he's lax now, he's taking his time easy, etc. Similarly, students in the class, when the ustad is there, then they're paying full attention. Ustad just walks out, and now you see, the whole class is making a big noise, etc. You forgot that was a Sufi student just now. Now where is he going to? So Allah Ta'ala, so this consciousness that Allah Ta'ala is with me all the time. Allah is present. Allah is watching me. And this inner feeling that you will feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is like our Shaykh explained, that people who get the enjoyment of eating a mango, etc. And that enjoyment and that sweetness he has got, he can't even explain it to other people. And a person who didn't see a mango, he can't say there's no thing like a mango, or there's no enjoyment in a mango. When he sees it and he tastes it, then he'll know what is it. So this feeling of the presence of Allah, that Allah is with me, or Allah is watching me all the time, then every movement of yours, whether you move me, whether you're sitting still all the time, what will be your worry and concern? The Raza-i Ilahi. That how Allah Ta'ala can be pleased with me, how Allah Ta'ala can be happy with me, every moment of my life. And for that, very, very important, as we may in mention also, that one is the intention that I want the pleasure of Allah. But to get the pleasure of Allah, you have to know how to get the pleasure of Allah. And that is the Shariat, the laws and the commands that Allah Ta'ala has revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to love our life according to Shariat. Not a person makes a very big intention that I am doing it only for the pleasure of Allah. but we don't learn the laws of Shariat. We don't learn the Masail, etc. That is why every subject, mashallah, the laws are also taught. Then even the Muzakara will take place with regard to our Tajweed, etc. All these aspects are very, very important in order to get the love and to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, a person will be living in a dream world, and he will think that I am getting the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he won't be getting the connection with Allah. And the connection with Allah, Allah says, Allah, inna awliya Allah. Verily, the friends of Allah are such, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. They don't have fear and grief, what is happening today. They don't worry about all the news and get scared. Hey, this the enemies are planning and that they are planning. They don't have this grief. They are worried, is Allah happy with me or not? And if you got that worry, all the worries of this world, Allah Ta'ala will take out from your life. Then you won't fall into depression. You won't fall into unnecessary fears, etc. So this is extremely important to realize that to get this raza of Allah, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, we have to follow our life according to Shariat, not according to my desires. And how nice, it's a modern time. No, we have to be a bit liberal. We can't be so strict on Islam. No, Islam is very simple, very easy. And what is that? Kyunki Shariat-e Haqqa Mizani Rizai Ilahi. Because the Shariat, the commands of Allah, the true Shariat which came down from Jibreel via Jibreel alayhi salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, that is actually our scale to see whether we're treading on the path of the happiness of Allah. That is the scale to see. Not that a person says, I want to become I want connection with Allah, so I come in the khanka to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala, but you're not practicing on Shariat. Your wife is sick at home, you're not worried of them. Your children, they don't have somebody to look after them. No, you say, I'm a big Sufi, I will just come in the khanka and I will go out in the path of Allah. That is not according to the command of Allah Ta'ala. So to put everything in proper perspective, then you can become a wali, you can become a Sufi. So that is extremely important, and that is actually our scale to see. Like we are trained, akhirat, we'll have to pass over the pur sirat. How to pass the pur sirat? In this world we're walking on pur sirat. To see that now, am I trading properly? Am I doing my business properly? Am I do my social life is properly? Am I doing all the other aspects of my deen according to Sharia? And that Sharia that was taught by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the explanation that was given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is extremely important, that when a person realizes this, then we'll see what will the condition be of that person. Mukhtasar, in simple terms, the summary of what has been mentioned till now, this Raza-i Ilahi, the special loving ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this? That nizbat ka matlab dawami zikr. Or dawami ta'at hai, that you'll find this person, now all the time he's in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. All the time in a zikr doesn't mean he's moving around with his tasbih all the time. The zikr of Allah is not all the time on the tongue. It starts from the tongue, but it must go into the heart. It mustn't just be zikr on the tongue, like Allah Hazrat says, when the reality comes and the test of Allah Ta'ala comes, then you'll know whether the zikr is on your tongue or it's going down into your heart. Whether you now all the time, tawami ta'at, 24 hours you in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the sign of that? Hazrat says that we should see, you got a parrot in your house and you can walk in your house, you make salam, sometimes you make zikr, the parrot also catches on. And he also start making salam and zikr. Fazat has come, you say, my parrot makes salam also. My parrot makes zikr. He's very, you very happy. You getting more excited than the parrot. But when the parrot is out of that cage, and the cat got hold of that parrot, now see what sound is going to come out. He's going to say, Allah, Allah. Or he's going to say, te, te. What is his original sound? So exactly the same, whether the zikr is going into my heart, some difficulty come, an accident you are about to, you're going to say, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allah save me, or what other words will come on our tongue. There, these tests will come, and the real test will be when Malakul Maut comes. So to have just connectors all the time in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we find the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when we think they are quiet, they're not making any zikr or anything, but they are connected to Allah. They are in the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And that is Allahu Akbar. such an enjoyment of life they have got that we can't imagine. They can't explain it to us also, and you won't able to explain it to anybody. But when you get that enjoyment by just sitting in their company, etc., like Allah Ta'ala says in the ayat, when Sahaba sat in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the connection that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has got, what Allah Rabbul Izzat, a bit of that connection started coming in their heart. Now you see, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةً وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. Now they are not unmindful, they're making business, and big business, but they're conscious of Allah Ta'ala. No haram, no mixture of any wrong deal in their business, etc. And when it's time for azan, immediately close their business. Everything stop now. Straight way come is salah. That now the law of Allah Ta'ala is I must establish my salah. So business also according to Sharia, so they're still in the commands of Allah. Then the law of Allah establishing namaz, now they're in the masjid. And they go with concentration and devotion that now I'm going to make ziyarat of Allah. I'm not just going to the masjid, I'm going to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. And they give their zakat on time also. And with happiness, working it out properly. And why? يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. That they are fearing one day I have to give account of my whole life in front of Allah. And that is the day of resurrection when eyeballs are going to turn. So when this condition comes, that the presence of Allah Ta'ala, and I'm going to stand in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then a person will have this continuous connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And all the time now, he'll be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Not now, I'm busy with business, azan is going, never mind, let me just finish this deal. When you're finishing that deal, your deal is gone. Your namaz is gone. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are successful already. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Who devote themselves to their salah. In other words, Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullah has mentioned that the word salah in Arabic and in any other language, there's no so comprehensive word that encompasses every type of success. Your success in your deen, your success in your health, in your wealth, in your family, in your emotions, in everything that you can think of, it is in salah. So when you come to salah and you realize what is the reality of salah, then see, to be all the time in ibadat, it's nothing like, oh, wow, it's difficult, how are we going to attain this? No, you just tread this path and you will see. And in all the greatest of ibadat, sabse muhtam bishan taat namaz hai. The greatest and outstanding form of ibadat is salah. That Allah Ta'ala has given us the salah from all the ibadat. Allah Ta'ala has made this the most important aspect of our life. Why? What is the effect of salah? Jiska asar tamam buraiyon se bachana aur zindagi ke har shoba ko ibadat bana dena. That what will salah do? That to teach you, to save you from all types of evil. That to teach you, to save you from the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And every department of your life, that is according to the commands of Allah. So 24 hours you'll be in the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Namaz will remove all shamelessness, all lewdness, all evil. Namaz will remove it from your heart. But when that namaz becomes a namaz, and you have to do this course of zikr, of shagal, of learning how to take the name of Allah, do your spiritual course, and then see, when your namaz starts becoming a namaz, then you'll understand and realize what a great thing Allah Ta'ala has given us. And that is why, to show the greatness of it, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel Alayhi Salaam special, bring my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A special invitation, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went for Mi'raj, and the command of Salah was given by the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. All other commands, Jibreel Alayhi Salaam came down with it, to show us how important the Salah is. And as we will learn further, what a great ni'mat this is. So to get every department of our life according to the commands of Allah and be in ibadat, jiski tafsil Quran wa hadith mein aayi hai. and that the details of this, that the importance of salah, which is the greatest ibadat, this has come detailed in the kitabs, in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has mentioned the importance of it in the Qurani Kareem, etc. Like it is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that isiliye roze mehshar mein sabse awwal namaz hi ka hisab hoga. That awwal ma yuhasibu al-abdu yawm al-qiyamah as-salah. The first thing that Allah will take reckoning from the department of ibadat will be our salah. If our salah is correct, all the other ibadat Allah will just pass it. If our salah is faulty, then all our other ibadat will be faulty. So this is the most important, and that is why Allah Ta'ala has made it so important that we come 5 times a day. Actually, we're supposed to be coming 50 times per salah. Whole day we supposed to be in the ibadat of salah. But the Allah Ta'ala's kindness and the system of Allah Ta'ala, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was coming down from Mi'raj and he met Musa Alayhi Salam in the 6th heaven, he knew that you go to any rich person, he doesn't just invite you. After inviting you, he gives you presents also. So who can be richer than Allah? Who can be more generous than Allah Ta'ala? Allah invited Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a very special invitation. He knew Allah must have given him a gift. And what a gift! Allah gave him 50 salah. And not only special for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but for the whole ummah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the arsh of Allah. If we learn our salah when we go in sajda, we'll be by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. But we have to do the course first properly. So when Musa Alayhi Salam asked him, what gift Allah gave you? He says, 50 namazas. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so overjoyed. Musa Alayhi Salam said, oh my brother, my ummah couldn't perform 2 salah properly. Now you better go and ask for discount. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, out of concern for the ummah, went up and down till Allah Ta'ala gave it discount and it came down to 5 namazas. And then when he came back also, Musa Alayhi Salam still told him that 5 namazas also my ummah couldn't manage 2. How is your ummah good? He says, nah, I feel shy. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. That my system is, I decreed 50 namazas, I gave you discount, but you read 1 namaz, for every namaz I'll give you the reward of 10 salah. So this is where our success is. In every department of life, if we want success in our business, in our studies, in everything, we have to work to bring namaz a namaz. And realize that the first thing Allah is going to question me on the day of Qiyamah is our salah. And that is why now first to realize what salah is all about, to learn to bring the outward structure of salah in order, then we can get this connection of the love of Allah, the special love and nisbat connect, this connection with Allah Ta'ala. First of all, we have to have the container. And what is that? Namaz ke fazail aur ahmiyat e ulama aur ahmiyat ulama aur mashayikh hamesha se tahreer farmate hain that the importance of namaz, the virtue of namaz, we find ulama have explained it a lot, and they have written lot of kitabs also. And that is why it's important we first read fazail e namaz, so that the eagerness can come. So that eagerness grows in a person. And after that, and like Hazrat says, one very special kitab in this regard, or usme hamare Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh ka bhi ek risala, Fazail-e-Namaz, bahut hi mubarak aur mu'sir hai. Hazrat Shaykh Sufi Iqbal sahab is writing here and says that from this kitab that were written on the virtues of salah, one very, very effective and very blessed kitab is the Fazail-e-Amal. In there you get the chapter with regard to Fazail-e-Salah, the virtues of Salah. We should read it to come to get eagerness in it. And then after that, very important, or namaz ke zahiri masail, kutub-e-fiqh mein daraj hai. And the basic masail, the basic laws, how to perform Salah, that is written in the kitabs of fiqh, which is extremely important. Generally, a person comes into the khanka and he hears about nisbat-e-batini, connection with Allah Ta'ala. He says, I want that. But you have to go up the step ladder. A person wants to reach the top is very enjoyable. It's very tasty, like Allah says, Allah inna awliya Allah. Listen, the friends of Allah, they got no grief. We think, what they got no grief? what's happening in the world, etc. They are not worried. They got connection with Allah. But first, you want to reach the top step, you can't jump from the bottom up. You'll break your head, you won't even reach there. You have to walk up the step ladder. So first, we have to learn the basic masail. And that is the container. If you got the container, then you can start filling what you will get in the khanka, the nizbat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, there are two things. One is, Hazrat explained so beautifully, that when you learn the masail, etc., like in the madrasa, you become an alim also. But that person is like a kebab, which is unfried. A tasty kebab, but it's not fried. You give somebody a raw kebab and you tell him very tasty. He'll just take one bite and he'll spit it out. He'll say, what kind of kebab is this? So in the dar rooms, you'll get the knowledge of deen. But now to get the taste and that kebab that you will enjoy, now it is when you go to the mashayikh, those who got connection with Allah, they'll be frying that kebab. And they will take out all our dents, etc. That I thought I'm a big alim, I give big, big bayans. And people talk about my bayans, etc. When you come in the khanka, you realize I was raw, I was told. And now Hazrat explains, when that kebab is starting to fry by the barakat of the Shaykh, he's correcting our character, our thought, our mind, set, etc. That our tongue. Normally we come in namaz, our minds are everywhere else. So to bring your mindset into one direction, you need somebody to guide you. And this is then all the time, now you'll be in the thought of Allah Ta'ala. So one is to learn the masail, and then to get this connection, you have to come into the khanka. And while you are being fried, our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, when the kebab is just being fried and the smell comes out from there, how tasty it is, even a Hindu becomes a Muslim. He says, now I'm not a vegetarian, I want to eat kebab also. And then when you give bayan, now you'll see the effect that it will have. So Hazrat explains that we have to learn all these masail, and like we learned here, Maulana just explained in Beshti, Zewar, etc., all the masail are there. So we have to go through this course and learn first the basics and do the preliminary course. The primary course is more important. Then when the foundation is right, then you can go up and put up the big building. So, Hazrat explains here that aur namaz ke zahiri masail kutub-e-fiqh mein daraj hai aur mukhtasar taur par urdu mein risala taleemul islam behesti zewar mein tamam zaruri masail ka bayan hai. Hazrat explained that in simple terms, the basic masail have been explained in Taleemul Islam, a kitab that was written by Mufti Kifayatullah Rahmatullah Ali, based in Zewar, a very great kitab by Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. So these masalas, we shouldn't just listen and think, we should listen attentively and try and make an intention, when I go home, I'll have Taleem again of based in Zewar. I'll have Taleem of these masail also. I'll have Taleem of Sunnat also. Then we'll see, when you got the container, now you can fill that nisbat of Allah. Now you can fill that love, but we don't have a container. Like if our salah outward, we don't have the body of salah, how are we going to fill the love of Allah Ta'ala? So, lekin Quran wa sunnat ki mein iski bhi wazahat hai, ke namaz tamam fazail, aur zindagi par uska asar, haqiqi namaz, yani ba rooh aur khushu wa khudu wali namaz, hasil hota hai. That Hazrat explained that although we learn all the fazail, we learn the masail, and according to Quran and Sunnah, it has been explained very detailed that namaz with all the fazail, you come eagerness, I want to read namaz. But if you just got the outward form of namaz, and you don't have the reality of namaz, then it's like a namaz with no life. Like the child is made in the womb of the mother, 4 months and 10 days, but still no life. After 4 months and 10 days, when Allah puts that ruh, even the mother feels that something is being kicked in my body. Now she feels the movements of the child. So that ruh, that life and khushu and khudu, concentration and devotion, that will now be a complete salah. That will bring life into us. And jis mein ihsan ki kaifiyat, yani antabud Allah ka annaka taraka ka manzar hai. And what is that? That we learned in the beginning, the hadith of Jibreel. That what is tasawuf? That you get this connection, that now when you start your namaz and say, Allahu Akbar, I know I'm in the presence of Allah. Oh, Allah is watching me. And now see that salah, now the concentration. But for that, first of all, obviously, we have to go up the step ladder. Don't think that I just want to become a great wali and get this connection. You can't get the connection without going up. And as we tread, then we will see how enjoyable it's not just coming to the khanka, but getting this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us proper understanding and grant us all this through His great kindness and mercy and through the barakat of our Shaykh. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.